is made up of three musicians on fiddle, guitar, and accordion, and none of them will reveal the origin of their name, Socks in the Frying Pan.
There's one person knew about it, but that person is dead.
They don't talk about that person
anymore.
No, that
person is, they've disappeared.
They're less shady about their own story. Aidan Coyne, Fiacre Hayes, and Shane Hayes are from County Clare on the west coast of Ireland. Shane says he and his brother grew up playing music together, and they started their professional career near home.
I suppose a lot of Irish music is based around the session, so a lot of people kind of get together. It's like a friendly get-together, just jam in the pub, a jam session in the pub. And I got a gig in a pub at home, and I just happened to call Aidan, who was a friend of mine. We'd never played together, and called my brother, just sat down, just had a bit of a session. It jammed together, it went well, and we've been doing it since.
Their music caught on, the demand grew, and they've been touring America for a few years now. They're young, they're in their 20s and early 30s. But Fiacre Hayes says that isn't so unusual for Irish traditional music.
We're very lucky that a lot of our best friends are, and our worst enemies are playing Irish music that are our age, you know? But there's just such a good, there's so much work being done in Ireland with the younger generations playing Irish music, and especially in the West, and I don't want to say especially in the West, but Ennis, the town we come from, definitely has a very strong culture of Irish music and young people taking it up.
Aidan Coyne is an example of that.
My family is kind of steeped in Irish music, so I kind of rebelled for a while. I played some rock guitar, which was great for a while, grew to the hair long, and then finally I just realized there's a bit of fun in Irish music.
Kodiak is one stop in their Alaska tour. They're headed to Bethel and Cordova next. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.